Speak the Truth in Your Heart by Nathaniel Burson. You've probably heard of this many times without taking time to disassemble it and really see what it's saying and just how much you are responsible to do it. Psalms 15, verses 1 and 2. Lord, who shall abide in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? He that walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Just what is speaking the truth in your heart? What does it really mean? And do you do it? John 1, verses 45 and 46. Philip finds Nathanael and says unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? How blunt! How rude! Basically, when Philip said they'd found Christ, he said, Is Christ going to be a redneck? A hillbilly? This was how they viewed Galileans in the time of Christ. But Nathanael said this because it was how he felt. It was the truth that came from his heart. Verses 46 and 47. Philip said unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Did Christ condemn this untactful, blunt person? No. In fact, he was impressed by it. He was impressed because Nathanael spoke the truth that he felt, no matter what. Because he did this, because he spoke the truth in his heart, he had no guile or deception in him. Christ himself did similar things, what we would call cold and blunt. Mark 8, verse 33. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get behind me, Satan, for you do not savor the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. What a terrible insult to Peter. And, after all, Peter didn't mean any harm. All he said was that he didn't want Christ to die. And yet Christ really blasted him. This wasn't tactful at all. Christ could have at least put it nicely. For example, Hey, Peter, I know you meant well, but it has to be this way, trust me. That would have said all that needed said, but Christ couldn't do that. He couldn't do that because that wasn't the truth in his heart. That would have been guile. 1 Peter 2, verse 22. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. And you must follow in his footsteps if you are to be his disciple and be in the kingdom. 1 Peter 3, verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let's summarize what we have so far. If you think a thought and then say something else, that was guile. That was squelching the truth that was in your heart and speaking something else. If someone gives a sermon that was boring, slow, and you almost fell asleep during it, no matter what awkward situation happens, you can't tell him it was a great sermon, that you enjoyed it, or any of the other typical things people say, because that's a lie. Oh, sure, you can tell yourself while you're saying it, Well, there was that one point that wasn't too bad, so it's not a lie. Or, I've heard worse, so it was true from a certain point of view. Guess what? That's guile and sin. Or, if you go to a restaurant, have a terrible meal, and the waiter asks you if everything was all right, and you say, Oh yes, thanks. Of course, as always, justifying it by finding some portion of the meal that was all right, and telling yourself it wasn't a lie. And then you tell your family, as you're leaving, we just won't eat here anymore. That's right, you didn't speak the truth in your heart. And unless and until you repent of this, you won't be in God's kingdom. Now, these are only a few examples to show you what to look for in your own life. See if you can't find a place where you do it, where you soften the truth that you know needs to be said, for fear of offending someone. So be blunt. Be a church member indeed, in whom is found no guile. This is how you speak the truth in your heart. It's really not that complicated. It's just a matter of having the courage to do it. Then you can start working on the rest of the qualifications in Psalms 15. For more articles, please visit www.thesimpleanswers.com. You may send any questions, comments, complaints, or suggestions to us at questions@thesimpleanswers.com. Thank you for listening.